Yeah, Sebastian Stutnitsky and Andrei Pokas. After the show, how was it?
It was very impressive. It was a magical concert. And so a lot of things was perfect. It's perfect hall and it's perfect piano. It's amazing audience. It's incredible, Sebastian. So everything today, it was like, I don't know, Planet Parrot. It works.
Yeah. Yeah, Sebastian, you used to play in big audiences, in the Elbphilharmonie, for example, in Berlin. You have a big jazz festival there. How is it to play in a baroque old church in a local Swabian town?
It's super beautiful. I mean, what a beautiful place. I know this place because I played here a couple of years ago, and back then I already loved it. It's beautiful to play here, and actually perfect for the duo. You know, it's like a perfect acoustic, and yeah, super nice to play here.
So Berlin and Odessa, it's far away. I don't know how many kilometers. So how you met?
We come to the tour with trio in Berlin, and my wife come early in Berlin, and she met Sebastian, and they started work together. And of course, when we come to Berlin, we meet each other, and it was the beginning of friendship.
Yeah, you really could see it on stage. You look like brothers.
Yeah.
Andre, you're the big one.
Yeah, of course.
How you found this harmony so quickly?
Good question. The harmony found us. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I think we have a similar taste. You know, we are both between jazz and classical music. So our compositions, they have a lot of classical influence.
Yeah.
And I think this is where we meet. And I mean, the rest is, it's unexplainable, you know, it's like talking to each other. I mean, sometimes you talk to people and you end up talking the whole night, and you know, this is what is happening here.
So now you in Berlin for a couple of days, and you're making music. Can you give some insight how a day looks like for a musician now coming to Berlin and making music with Sebastian?
Wow, it's amazing experience, because Sebastian have a perfect studio room at home, and I can play on the piano, I can use some electronic instruments, synthesizers, and it's full of art. My days are full of art, and we prepare very interesting project with four musicians and seven contemporary dancers from Ukraine, and it will be on X-Jazz Festival in Berlin on 11th of May. So we're so inspired, and we have a lot of work.
Yeah, you said you plan a jazz festival actually maybe in June in Odessa, Ukraine. Can you tell me more about it?
No, I mean, I know it's a little bit of a crazy idea, but sometimes, crazy ideas come true. Actually, the story with Andre and me started maybe in 2019, because we were approached from a community in Odessa if we are maybe interested to do a festival edition in Odessa, and it didn't happen because of COVID. Then came the war, you know, and now we are very connected. On like we have, there's a big community of musicians. We know each other very well, and we just had an idea to try to do something. Let's see. We are trying to do something in June. Maybe it's too early to talk about it.
it will be the bravest jazz festival in the universe, I think. So in Ukraine now, it's a very cool idea. But we're here for brave hearts, so we don't care about everything, only music.
Can you give us some insight about the Ukrainian or Odessa chess scene? So Odessa, when you think about Odessa, you're not thinking about chess, maybe the first thought you have. What is happening in Odessa there?
It's different. It's different. This winter it was terrible because we have no electricity. It's about 4 days we can sitting without electricity, without network, without phones, everything. But now it's spring is coming, and it's gonna be better, and We are optimistic. And every time I come to Europe, but come back to my native city, and I love the city, and I want to make my best, do my best for grow up culture in my native city. So I have no question about it. It's strange, it's different, it's unusual for everyone, but I love the city, and that's all.
What role can play music, or especially jazz music, in ending this war?
In ending this war, of course, not at all. I mean, like, there was a time when the war started, you know, like from Berlin perspective, I was quite depressed. You know, like being in a situation that, I mean, you know, like a couple of years ago we thought there will be freedom in Europe forever, and suddenly there's a war. So I was quite depressed, and I even had a hard time to make music at all, because I thought, hey, in these shitty times, you know, what sense does it make to make music? But then I understood that actually a lot of people also, like, you know, like who are like in Ukraine, you know, how to say, they need art, you know, and they get, how to say, they get energy out of art, you know, and so it's, this is what we can do. I mean, I think in these times it's really important to not, how to say, to not become depressive and not losing hope. You know, like, I think it's very important to every day try to see the light and, you know, do something and not give up. And I think maybe music can, how to say, provide a little emotional energy.
Yeah,
it's a little, you know. I mean, we try to do our best.
Yeah. And now we have no jazz in Odessa at all, so I have a lot of time to accumulate my artistic energy. And Sebastian helped me to weigh out my musical energy. It's so pleasure for me.